Wetlands are great places for birds and a variety of other flora and fauna. But according to Sally McKenzie from the Wildfowl and Wetlands Trust, there is much more to these damp, boggy areas.
Wetlands are great places and they can bring loads of extra benefits. They are great places for birds, but they can also provide amazing habitat for a variety of different wetland plants and species, things like water voles in the UK, lots of different plants, lots of different insects that often go unnoticed. But as well as providing habitat, they can also provide lots of additional benefits. For example, we do lots of work on wetlands to improve water quality. We also use wetlands to slow down the flow of water, and that way it can help in flooding. Wetlands also provide food. If you think of rice, provides food for a great amount of the world's population. And of course, wetlands may also play a role in climate regulation.
Let's start one at a time then. You say water quality. How do wetlands help our water?
Well, at WWT, we've got 9 visitor centres around the country, so Scotland, England, Wales and Ireland. At those centres, we use wetlands to treat the water that comes into our reserves. So, for example, in London, we treat the water coming in from the Thames before it flows through our reserves. And we also treat the water that leaves our reserves. So if you imagine, we've got these centres that attract a great amount of wildlife, lots of birds, lots of visitors that feed the birds. So as the water travels through the reserves, it's picking up all the bird waste and food waste. So we want to make sure that water's clean before it leaves. So we have wetlands situated at the end of the reserves that the water runs through. And as the water goes through the wetland, the bacteria within the wetland and the plants within the wetland remove the nutrients and store the metals and really treat the water and make sure it's quite clean before it goes out.
Could you actually, I don't know, flush the toilets into the wetland as well?
You can. We treat from our Slumbridge Centre and Clavrock and over in Castle Espy in Northern Ireland. We've also got these systems which treat the water from all the toilets. So all the visitors' toilets and all the staff toilets go out, usually through some sort of primary treatment. So you might have a septic tank or a settlement tank, and then the water passes out through the wetlands. So all the solids are trapped in the settlement tanks and septic tanks, but all the liquid from that goes out and passes through these wetlands. So it's great because people come into our centres can look out over these wetlands that have been created from their own sewage.
Now, you also mentioned that they're very good as well for flood defences. Why would that be? I kind of get the feeling they'd almost be worse for floods.
The thing about wetlands is they've got a great capacity to store water. The thing about flooding is, if you think in the UK now, a lot of the problems with the recent summer floodings and things are because there's so much hard surfaces. So rainwater's fallen on these hard surfaces, whizzing off down roads, pavements, straight into our rivers, and then that just, you know, builds up as you go through cities and towns, and that's what's causing the flooding. But you can use wetlands within sustainable drainage systems, and the wetlands act to soak up the water and release it slowly. So instead of getting these huge pulses of water in floods, they'll get slower release of water, so it helps stop flooding, reduce flooding at least.
From a food perspective, obviously we don't grow rice in the UK. Can we grow anything useful for us?
Yeah, wetlands are great for providing livelihoods and food. In the UK, we don't grow rice, but we can use wetlands for fishing and also for growing reed, which we can use for thatching.
What about for mitigating climate change? What role can wetlands play there?
There's still a lot of research underway about exactly what role wetlands play, but we do know that peat bogs, for example, which are a type of wetland, have stored a lot of carbon from dead plant material. And then when they're destroyed, usually for people's gardens, that releases a lot of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere.
That's Sally McKenzie from the Wildfowl and Wetlands Trust.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.